Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Tourist operators are anticipating a bumper summer as holidaymakers return in numbers. But are the high prices here prohibitive, or are tourists prepared for this? Well, Brian O'Connell spoke to locals and tourists in Blarney and County Cork earlier. He began by talking to well-known local woman Kate Durant.
This is the time of year that my dogs really love, because everyone on holiday is really missing their dogs, so it takes hours to get through the village at the moment.
Because everybody's want to. Petting your dog?
Yeah, I pet your dog? I'm missing mine at home. Yeah, don't go out with your dog unless you're sociable in June, July, August.
And there's a sense that this is the first real year we're seeing numbers back to where they were.
I think so. It's very like what we would have seen as a normal summer. I suppose we had the pandemic, and then we had the war breaking out last year, and that certainly impacted on things too. I suppose I'm in my mid-50s. You see a lot of people my age and up who are retired and they've got money and they're going to travel, and I suppose they want to do it before the next pandemic comes along.
Are they going to get value for money in Ireland?
I don't know. I had a family home actually from Australia, cousins, I'd never met them, and they're here at the moment. They're finding it expensive.
Yeah, and Australia's expensive.
Yeah, they live in Sydney, so I was surprised. They were talking the other night and they said, no, we're finding everything really expensive here. But I think some of that is as well translating back, that in their head, obviously the euro, so they're seeing everything as double before you start. But so on a par, if not more, than you'd pay in the middle of Sydney.
And it's slightly different in Blarney, because I think I could see a cruise ship might come in Cove, there'll be bus to here, so they don't have to pay the accommodation costs here necessarily. Yeah.
Well, you see, that's the great thing, I suppose, for Ireland, with the massive amount of people coming in by cruise. They're fed and found. So their accommodation is there, their food is there, they're given packed lunches coming out. So whilst that's not great for the local, I suppose, the small cafes and restaurants, it's good in general, because they're more inclined maybe to spend in our gift shops or... Yeah, Blarney Woolen Mills is very busy, and the castle, I mean, prior to the pandemic, there was 450,000 people a year coming through. So it'd be nice to think we'd hit numbers like that again.
Tourism is hugely important, isn't it? And everybody needs a good season ahead in a village like this to try and sustain January, February, those lean months.
Yeah, it's a short season. I don't know about you, but my first job was in hospitality. Everybody I know started out as a waitress or something related to tourism or chambermaiding. So without that, for the next generation, they need that. They need that to get going.
Blarney Auto Centre.
So are you hoping there'll be lots of tourists with punchers now coming in over the
loving
next few
it.
Months?
Loving it. Tips all around.
There's a sense that finally there's a proper tourist season back, isn't there?
There is, I think, yeah. I'm sure it's been a couple of years coming, hasn't it? It's good. Good vibe in the village.
Do you get a spillover from it?
Ah, we always get them in and out, every day.
Is it value for money here?
No. Cost of living is absolutely ridiculous here, isn't it? They're well prepared coming here. Like, they know the cost, don't they? They have their plans made, I'd imagine, before they get here, don't they? They don't complain. They enjoy it. Same as me and you go away. Eh? We're prepared for it, like.
Have you kissed the Blarney Stone?
I have not. Not my cup of tea. The Americans like it. They can come over with their bags of money and kiss the stone.
Your first time in Ireland?
Yeah, it is wonderful here. I love the weather.
Don't often get people saying they like the Irish weather.
Well, we've had a lot of nice sunny days. We got lucky, we've been told that.
Do you find it expensive?
In some places, yes. In some of the hot tourist spots, we do find it a little expensive. But, I mean, you have to expect that. You're over here in Europe, too.
What's the attraction with Ireland?
Just basically family ties and coming back and just looking at the island.
Is there still a warm, friendly welcome? Have we still retained that?
Yes.
Have you kissed the Blarney Stone already?
No, I haven't. My wife has done that, but no, I haven't.
You're from?
Canada. In Ontario.
First time?
We were here 23 years ago.
Oh, everything's so well kept, it's so clean. All the villages we've been to, they're so clean. It's lovely.
What's the attraction with Ireland for you?
My mother was born here.
So you have that family link, it's that ancestral path home. Yeah.
Yes.
Do you find it expensive?
No, because when we travel, we aren't partiers, we aren't shoppers. Ever since we've been traveling all for the last 30 years, shoppers just spend a fortune, and we don't do that. And our grandkids, our kids, they don't bring back stuff.
Nope.
You know,
we don't need any junk.
Our holiday, our money is spent enjoying the, especially walking around like little towns, because we do that no matter where we go.
But what we love is talking to local people and finding out what their lives are like from day to day, and seeing the children's schools. And
do you feel that openness is still there? I mean, people are very busy now, but do you feel it's that local people have the same openness and willingness to engage.
I found they wanna, they should lighten up a bit and not be so serious. We found so much humour in the Irish that.
So have you kissed the Blarney Stone today?
No, I don't want her kissing the Blarney Stone. She talks enough. She doesn't need them anymore.